Summer Dell and Real Love. And you've been hearing from Kelly Spacey this morning, who lost her mum to pancreatic cancer. She is now a pancreatic cancer action representative for Oxford and dedicated to raising awareness. Kelly told me the whole family was taken by surprise that quickly the cancer progressed.
We didn't know it would be 7 weeks. We thought it would be, you know, they say 3 to 6 months. Even at that time, we were thinking, she's still going to be here for Christmas. Mm. We was thinking 6 months, 12 months, not really registering what it was going to be like. So we were trying to come up with things to bring her back to us. And we said, do a bucket list, all the things you've ever wanted to do. You know, we'll get it listed and things. And she did do it, and she was in the Oxford Mail for it and things. And she, what the main thing she wanted to do was renew her wedding vows for my dad. Mm-hmm. So they quite publicly, Radio Oxford were involved, the Oxford Mail were involved, and lots of people donated things. And suddenly arranged within this, you know, space of about 3 weeks, a wedding for them to renew their wedding vows. So it kept them both minds occupied, kept all us occupied. And we just kept throwing ourselves into that, getting them to the wedding day, which they had, and which was beautiful, and she went downhill that night. So, and that was 2 weeks before she died.
What do you think that your mum would think of you actively being, you know, taking part in charitable work and helping other people going through similar things? What would she have thought of that?
That she would think it was amazing. Yeah, she'd be so proud. My mum used to work at an advice centre in Blackburn Leas, and where she used to do help everybody, and that was what she loved to do. So for her to see, you know, to sort of look down and see me doing this now, you know, for one, she'd be so proud that I'm doing it, but she'll also think, well, that's what's helping me get through as well. So she'll know that
it's helped your grief.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, absolutely. I would never have got this far without sort of like the work that I do, really, and the support of pancreatic cancer action.
Tell me about all of that side of things.
I just started off with got in touch with Pancreatic Cancer Action. I didn't find them till after my mum had died. So it's a good sort of like 6 months to a year afterwards. And then started to realise obviously there were so many more people out there who had been through what I'd actually been through. And started just helping out with awareness things, just sharing things on social media and things like that. And then realised that, you know, I could do so much more by actively fundraising. And the more I did, the more it helped.
Pancreatic cancer, I mean, it's fantastic that there is this World Pancreatic Cancer Day.
Yep.
But it's one of those cancers that doesn't grab the headlines. It's not a headline cancer.
No,
it's not at all. You don't think about pancreatic cancer. You think about, you know, lung cancer. You think about breast cancer. You know, you think about all that not the main cancers, of course, but they kind of are.
Yeah, you don't think about pancreatic cancer until you know someone with it. You know, it's just not talked about. It's very underfunded, you know, for such a big killer cancer.
So more research needs to be done.
Yeah, definitely.
What sort of the ballpark figures in terms of how many people in the UK pancreatic kills every year?
I think it's at the moment, it's 26 are diagnosed a day.
Goodness me.
And out of those 26, you'd be lucky if one survives.
It's an aggressive cancer.
Very, very, yeah. I mean, only 5% of people diagnosed with it will make 5 years. And because the symptoms are so vague and it gets misdiagnosed, people aren't eligible for treatment early because it's not found till it's too late. So
what do you need people to know about pancreatic cancer?
To know the symptoms, to keep an eye out for...
Let's go through them right now, because you said that, you know, your mum, of course, there was weight loss, she had back pain.
Yeah.
Stomach pain.
Yeah, mid stomach pain, back pain. If you've got loose, smelly stools, that is just not normal for you. Indigestion, tiredness, things like that. Some people get nausea and things, the jaundice. There's so many different symptoms that, you know, if you're just not feeling right and it's just not normal for you and you've suddenly got that pain or pain when eating or anything like that, itchy skin, there's so many different things. But if it's not normal for you, go to your doctors. Mm.
But nothing would have saved your mum, even if she'd have gone to the GP earlier.
No. So it's... Yeah, it's quite hard. Since I've been working for awareness for pancreatic cancer, I've had more and more people that I know in my local area that have said to me, okay, my father's got these symptoms. Mm. My friend's got these symptoms. What do I do? And they're like, you know, so I say to them, go to the doctors. And I think in the space of about a year, there's five people that I know of who've had a close member of their family be diagnosed with it, and all five have passed away. But some people, you know, if it can be caught early enough with the awareness, then you are eligible. You could have treatment for it, you know, and if it gives you another 3 years, another 5 years, you know, and the earlier it's caught, the more chances are you of survival.
What would you say to your mum if you could see her face?
No.
What would you say to her?
We're going to make a difference. One way or another, we will make a difference and we will change the statistics. We will help people survive.
What else would you say to her?
That I love her. And that I miss her every day. Every day.
When you try your best but you don't succeed.